Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Going to have you with me, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, whether it be on the air or any of that. You know, I mean, it's one way, you know, to get, like I always say, you get informed, you get engaged, and things get better. They really do. You'll at least have a clue as to what's going on. I mean, my God. Some of you guys really... Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. MyPillow.com is where you want to head. Head over to MyPillow.com. Right? Because, again, he's got a new pillow. MyPillow 2.0. Apparently, and we'll be getting some of those to make sure that they're as good as they say they are. MyPillow 2.0, we make sure that, again, he's got great product. If you don't like it, you get to send it back. He gives you a long time to do so. It's only 14 days and return it. All right? The product's made here. I make a few bucks on the product. You already know that. I tell you that. I'll hide anything from you. I make a few bucks. You keep people working in this country. Right? It's the way it should be. It's the way we should be doing things. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we've lost, I've said it a while back, we lost statesmen, right? I mean, we got people, we've raised a generation, or maybe two generations now, people, that are totally in everything for themselves. Not for what's best for the country, what's best for everybody, but for themselves. And I'm looking at, you know, some of the stuff going on around us. Are you telling me you really believe that Biden and others are in this for themselves? I mean, for us? You heard the clip I played from, you know, the White House press secretary about how what they're most proud. Now, think about something here. With inflation is where it's at, where education is where it's at, all the problems and issues going on in this country, what they're most proud of is that they have the most, I mean, she basically said this, the most actual females, the most amount of people who identify as females, the most amount of people of color, and the most amount of people at the LGBTQ level in the administration. Now, you look at what's gone down in the State Department, you look at what's happening at the military, the DOJ, you look at what's happening in Health and Human Services, it's a disaster. And I've been saying this for years. All they care about is what they perceive to be is political correctness and not who's the best person for the job. And many of you on the left, You're so afraid of people on the right. You're so afraid of Republicans that you'll take anybody but. So I'm going to hang this on you. I'm going to hang the 13 American soldiers that were killed in Afghanistan on you if you voted for him. Because you did the same thing with Trump. You're okay with that. I'm going to hang the 100,000-plus deaths from fentanyl on you. We didn't have them before. It wasn't coming over the border. For two reasons. One is Trump wouldn't allow it. And he told the Mexican government things would get bad for them if they kept the borders open, if they didn't help us secure the borders. Number two is the Chinese who are supplying the fentanyl to the Mexicans, to the Mexican cartels. They weren't gonna, they were not going to fly in the face of Trump. Now, I know many of you can't, won't say it. You can't say it. You can't even think that far. That Trump, I mean, that the Chinese would have never, Russia would have never invaded. China would never be pouring fentanyl into Mexico like it does and challenging our government. We have a weak government. They know it. Some of you guys think you're gonna be pacifists, and when the Chinese figure out that we're really not their enemy, everything's going to be wonderful. No, it's not. You know, we may never have a Chinese government, so to speak, but you're going to be answering to them if you keep it up. Right now, they have the majority of our supply chain. They do over 85% of our pharmaceuticals. How do you know what's in them when they come here? Who's checking them? Are you still really, truly trusting the government to check this stuff when it gets here? Or that they're making sure the Chinese are doing the right thing? Look at, with everything that went down, including the spying on this country, they deflect that spying to Donald Trump and then say, our relationship with the Chinese won't be hurt by this. What's it going to take? Are they going to have to drop a nuclear bomb in one of our cities? Then maybe Joey B might say, well, you know, okay, they went a little far on that one. Really? It makes absolutely no sense to me. Actually, it makes no sense to the majority of Americans. If you look at the polls out there. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you as part of, if you would. Right? Anyway, figure it out. Make it happen. I feel like I say the same stuff over and over again, and I know I do. I really do know I do. But it's part of trying to get you guys on board with knowing what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Make it your show. Give us a call. Give us a holler. Let me know what you think. Or joe@therealside.com. Be back in a minute.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the conversation so that you're part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to, is it not? No, really. Seriously. The way you enjoy this, right? The way you can, you know, get out there, get out in front of this, is to make sure you have the information you need. Really. Anyway, Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. All right. Let's hit some of these crazy stories. Some of these things we touched on this week, we didn't get into it, though. Really didn't get into it. So now we got the watering down of AP classes. An African-American studies group, or studies class, was, really, I won't say protested, but there were many parents that were out there saying, hey, what are you doing? So hundreds of people railed against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and the state's Department of Education in Tallahassee. They want their for rejecting the College Board's advanced placement African-American studies class. Now, they claim the rejection was inexplicable, contrary to Florida law, and significantly lacks educational value. In other words, it was filled with 1619 garbage. All right? Now, you won't hear that from them because they lose all credibility at that point, don't they? And they're not going to say it. So in the new framework of the class, the College Board removed much of what the DeSantis administration opposed, which critics called the watering down of history, which is not true. What they removed was even what black scholars are pushing against and saying the 1619 history, the 1619 foundation doesn't exist. She went on to say, I want to really dig into exactly the change of the two frameworks before and after DeSantis rejected the class. So this writer got a draft of the AP class from a university faculty member. When he went through it, he said he found most of the class was unchanged, but there are differences in the source materials for the lessons about recent African-American history. Now, Joe, had the same problem with my history books at the school district I'm in. Now, we have to use or choose from a set of books that the state pre-approves. And when you go through them, what you see is still in the book, in the history book, that'll be taught to our kids for at least 5 more years, is, if you recall, that whole Flint thing, right? You had Michael Smith, I think it was. And they say an unarmed young black man, was shot by a police officer, a white police officer, which was wrong. It was not. It is partially true. About 10% of it. The cop was white. The kid was black. Yes, that's right. But even Barack Obama's right-hand man, Eric Holder, investigated it and said there was no wrong done here. It's not in the book. The black district attorney and AG for the state said the same thing. There's nothing here. Now, when they did their investigation, they didn't cherry pick the comments that were made by witnesses. There's nothing here. But you don't see that, and that's still included in history books. Anyway, they pulled out the case for reparations, right? And it was the comments were made by Michelle Alexander, author of the new Jim Crow laws, which is ridiculous. There are no new Jim Crow laws. Matter of fact, if you really want to be honest about it, and they don't, Jim Crow was put in place, the Jim Crow rules, laws, whatever, were put in place by the Democrats. They didn't want blacks to be educated. You couldn't do it. It was illegal. It was jailable. If they caught you sitting at a table, a white man, with a bunch of little black kids around you, teaching them how to read, you could have gone to jail. Who wanted that? The Democrats. So if you want to bring up Jim Crow laws, not a problem, but do it honestly. You would honestly say, I remember the first time I read Coates in the Atlantic. These titles shaped the way I think about our country's history. At the rally, there were children from elementary school, elderly grandparents in wheelchairs, also petitioning to put the curriculum back together. I say no. Right? No. You put the truth in there. You know, good, bad, and ugly. We have ugly history. You're right. But lying about it, it's just going to make it worse. Because you know what's going to happen? You guys always think you're so smart. But in 10 or 15 years, when some of these young folks figure out what you did to them, they're not gonna believe anything you say. You're going to lose a lot more than just those kids. Because these people are going to get into government, and they're going to hand it to you. It will really be your problem. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, just to give you an idea how this stuff is spun, for lack of a better term. Okay? You got people that are calling these laws against teaching young kids. And when I say young kids, I'm talking kindergarten to 3 or whatever. You know, third grade, fourth grade max. Anti-LGBTQ. When you teach against it. Ridiculous. Totally, utterly ridiculous. We'll deal with this more on the other side of the break, okay? Because I want you to hear what the GLAAD CEO said, that LGBTQ communities face increased hate crimes as rhetoric drives violence. It's a lie. Right? Hate crimes aren't up. Let me tell you what. Some of the stuff that's going on right now, when you see and look, yeah, you know what it's from? It's from you shoving half-naked men and their penises and butts and vaginas in the face of second graders. And you wonder why parents are teed off. And you're not doing anything about it. You're evil people. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV censorship of Newsmax continues. AT&T owns DirecTV, and they continue carrying 22 liberal news channels, but they just canceled Newsmax. With OAN gone, that's two conservative channels AT&T has removed in the past year. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with great hosts like Greg Kelly, Chris Salcedo, Rob Schmidt, Mike Huckabee, and more. Now, millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. Rand Paul, Mike Huckabee, and former President Trump urge you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T services. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He says stand up against AT&T for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Rare snow is falling in Southern California's high country, and there are blizzard conditions reported in the higher mountains. Blizzard warnings cover parts of Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, Ventura, and San Bernardino counties. In Northern California, there's more to come in the weekend forecast.
I'm afraid we get a bit of a break on Saturday, Sunday, but we get another round of heavier snow coming up Sunday.
Millions of Californians also under flood watches and wind alerts. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's nearing a decision on whether or not to run for president. Earlier today, Pence said he'll make a final decision by the spring about whether to throw his name in the ring for the Republican nomination. President Biden has no plans to visit the site of a toxic train derailment in Ohio, but he will travel to Virginia Beach next week. The White House says he plans to discuss how to protect access to affordable health care. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Host, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It really makes a big difference. Okay? And I mean a big difference. Okay? Seriously. And truly, it is the only way you win is when you get involved. It's the only way you win when you just pay attention. Okay, really, really that simple. If I get a little religious on you for a minute, I don't know if you want to call it religious, whatever, but that college in Kentucky that I'll say it sparked or helped to fuel these spontaneous Christian worship events at colleges across the country now. And even non-Christian colleges. You're seeing more and more of these colleges give room to, or I guess allow, allow people of faith, these kids that want to live out their faith without being afraid, and I don't understand that at all, but whatever, are now able to worship or are worshiping, I mean, out in public. And the schools are doing nothing about it, thank God. They have a right to do that. You know, it reminded me the other day when the press secretary for Pete Buttigieg, right? When his press secretary kept saying she wanted the camera shut off. She did not want to be videotaped. Blah 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 blah. Went on and on and on. Somebody went and got a cop. Now think about this: a hardcore lefty went and got a cop. Brought the cop over and said, hey, she wants him to stop. She wants him to stop taping her, and they won't stop. And the police officer says, well, they have a First Amendment right to do so. And they're in a public area. You have no right to expect privacy in a public area, but you can walk away. It's that simple. That simple, too. If you don't like the worship, you don't like what they're saying, you don't like the prayers they're using, you don't have a right to go over, take a bullhorn and start making noise right there. Making noise to try to shut them down, shut them off. Leave. Walk away. See, I don't understand. Just go around them. But they don't operate that. They have to get in your... You are so wrong and so nasty and so hateful that they got to get in your face about it. Think about that. Anyway. I find this stuff amusing. Let's hit the diversity, equity, inclusion. I mean, what do they call that? The DEI scene. So DEI workers are worried that companies aren't hiring them anymore. They think it's insane. I mean, I love this. They don't realize that they don't get to run the company. They don't get to tell the company how to or who to hire and how they should operate. They're employees of the company. The company decides. The people who put up the money, the investors decide how that company's going to run. But you guys did such a crappy job in economics class, in government class, in business class, in school. They don't know that. You know, the Biden administration is adding more diversity and equity roles, while other industries are letting these people go. Now, companies are gutting diversity, equity, inclusion jobs because they're paying big bucks for something that doesn't return any dividends. Now, workers are leaving these fields at a higher rate than non-DEI positions. Why? Because they don't produce anything. The study by Revelo Labs said that last year companies who had layoffs and cuts and what have you, the layoffs, 33% of the DEI positions in the company were laid off versus 21% for any other role. The DEI facilitators, they commiserated together on Twitter over the increasing trend. They argued that these jobs essentially were the only things that made, you know, allowed equity in the workplace. They're wrong. Right? I mean, and China is laughing at us. They're laughing at how we're doing business. They're laughing at how we're doing our government. The writer goes on to say, I had over 30 speaking engagements last February. This month, I have 5. It's insane how things have just been cut off. Why? Because your stuff doesn't work. It's a line of crud. They're finding out that, you know, you're not going to get any better results. BLM got all that money. We went through all this stuff. And I'm sorry, where's the peace? Where's the harmony? Right? They're selling you a line. And BLM people got rich. You know, tell me that you care about your black and brown employees without telling me you care. How can you solve this? You make equity all year round. You can't make equity optional. What do they mean by equity? Because the real meaning of equity, right, is everybody gets in the same, everybody ends up in the same place no matter what. It's not going to happen. That's why you have different levels of employees. You have different pay scales. Not everybody is going to get to the same place. Sorry, not going to happen. You know, some people are mechanically inclined, all it seems, almost like from birth. I know that's not true, but it seems like it. And you want to keep that going. You think that somebody who can't even tell the difference between a Phillips head and a slotted screwdriver and how to use it, somehow you think you're going to make them all the same. You're going to make somebody who has no, right, has absolutely no mechanical ability be the same as somebody who does. Somebody who can pick up a screwdriver, knows exactly what to do it and make it work. Now, the writer was writing in response to an anti-racism educator called the Corporate Unicorn. Oh, wow. Who said that I normally booked 15-plus times in Black History Month. This year, I was only booked once. Because they see your garbage. They see how it doesn't mean anything. You guys sit down, you go looking for stats that fit your narrative, that you can tell a story around, make people feel bad. But Tammy and I saw this. And it wasn't because we were geniuses. It was because it was common sense. And we weren't afraid. We weren't politically correct. We weren't worried about people shutting us down, shutting us off. We saw this coming. Some of you can go back 10 or 12 years. Remember what I was talking about? How they're browbeating these white kids to believe that they're garbage. They're browbeating them down, giving them safe rooms. Right? Telling them how bad they were because they were white. This has been going on, well, this has been going on outwardly since shortly after Obama became president. Now, Hartz condemned companies who cut DEI positions, telling them to recommit to the cause because employees need safe spaces to work. No, actually they don't. Not the safe spaces they're talking about. Nobody should be made fun of because of their size, their height, their weight, their color. We already know this. And people who do that, they're wrong. They should be disciplined for it. Right? Right? They're mad because the only thing people are doing is putting out information and posting stuff about blacks of the past, like Rosa Parks, for Black History. Well, why not? Why not show how somebody overcame, how somebody pushed back, the strides that you've made in the black community? Well, why wouldn't you want to do that? Dr. Jen Jackson, an assistant professor at Syracuse University, a self-described abolitionist, said, this all resonates. My engagements are much lower this year, and I think it's important to pay attention to who is getting paid to talk about race right now, right? It's white women. Really? No. She's not telling you the truth. Think about something. Who did they beat up in the during the days of Obama and even the early days of Joe Biden? Who did they beat up in Congress for not adhering properly to their black agenda? You had white lawyers beating on Candace Owens and others, telling them they really didn't understand their own black skin, their own black plight. How arrogant can you be? Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024 no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, again, pathetic. More pathetic than you even know. That the Biden administration is just pushing this diversity, equity, and inclusion on companies. And it doesn't matter what you think or don't think. There's no upside to this. Bringing these people in to tell you on a consistent basis how white folks have kept black folks down, white folks don't like black folks, is feeding into something that makes them a lot of money. Now, look. I know some of these families go crazy. I ain't got a racist bone in my body. You can do whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. I don't really care. And I didn't work my way up to that. I was just never. It was never allowed. It was never taught. We were never called names. Because we were called names as an Italian family. Okay, so we got it. People were people. Their accomplishments were theirs based on what they did. And as Larry Elder would say, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, a black person can't do today because of their color. Nothing. All right? But it's just a bit. And they go on to complain. Or one professor went on to complain about to prove that there's white supremacy, that the black history is only 28 days. But whites get every other month. Not true. Number one. But number two is, then scream about it. It shouldn't be a month. It should be all year. History is history. You know, the left is so disingenuous that wall builders put up a piece. I even talked about it here on the show. Wall builders put up a piece on how the 20 most crucial spies, players, people, when it came to the independence of this country, they were black. Okay? That's it. They were black. And you know what Facebook did? They took it down. They said it was misinformation. Why? Because it didn't push a narrative of slavery. It didn't show you how much a black person hated white people. It didn't show you how much white folks would not give credit to black folks for what they did. We wouldn't be a nation today. I'm telling you, you guys, whether you want to hear it or not, if it wasn't for a few black spies, we needed them to get the information we needed to beat the British Army. Or the British military, I should say. Now, you don't have to believe that. You don't even have to agree with it. And you want to know something? I don't care. The truth is the truth, whether you believe it or not. There was a joke that was going around last week, which I thought was great. If you have a dog, and the dog identifies his tail as a leg, how many legs does the dog have? Now, I realize it's a joke, and I realize it's a little corny, and I got that. But it proves a point. Right? The dog still only has four legs and a tail. It doesn't matter what it calls the tail, what it thinks the tail is, what it thinks it should do with the tail. Right? Still a tail. End of discussion. End of discussion. This person goes on to say that DeSantis's art antics are nothing new. He's merely following a well-worn path of prior champions of white racial grievance, such as the segregationists of George Wallace. See, this is what I mean. Right? The 1948 Dixiecrat. Democrat. No, George Wallace thought that black people were substandard, subhuman. They had no reason to be next to white folks. Neither did Strom Thurmond, another Democrat. Right? I mean, these people, truly, these were all Democrats who felt that you black folks were you've apparently forgiven them for this. But you've never given Republicans / conservatives kudos for what they did for the black community. And it's not that they did it for you because we felt sorry for you. We did it. We fight. I continue on because there's no difference between you and me except for skin color. And it just doesn't stop. And because you're buying, if I got some of you Dems listening that are trolling me, get educated, will you? Don't listen to your party. Don't go to a right-wing, publication. Go look online for real. Right? Go look for real, on real history, on really what's going on. And then come back and tell me I'm wrong. You know, every month is White History Month. The writer says we should have a national debate. No, we shouldn't. Every month should just be History Month. We shouldn't have a History Month. We should have a history year. We should be teaching history in school. We should be having true, honest history. Oh, God forbid, maybe on TV somewhere. Right? Now, critical race theory, they've blown holes in that. Black scholars have blown holes in that. It just never stops. Right, this round the clock, they say, white right nationalist propaganda machine. They're not restricted to classrooms. Just think, the 1939 film Gone with the Wind glorifies the Confederates, depicts white nationalists, mass murderers as dashing leading men. right? The movie is still the highest grossing film of all time, adjusted for inflation. Well, you can't fix that, can you? You can't change that, can you? Right? And I don't think at all, as a Yankee who watched that movie yeah, several times, I don't think it glorifies the South at all. See, I'm not sitting there looking for where they glorify white supremacy. When I watch that movie, I see several things going on in that movie. One in particular is how the racism shined, how badly they treated the black community. That's what I see. And do I see certain people in that movie and other movies like it that saw the hate, that saw the injustice and fought back against it? Yeah, but they never mentioned that. They never mentioned the hundreds of thousands of white people that died fighting for the freedom of the blacks. Because they don't believe it's true. They don't believe they really were fighting for the freedom of the blacks. They believe that they're only fighting to keep the states together. Because they don't know real history. It's sad. And the year-round white history celebrations, they take, you know, they're irritated with as well. You know, they're irritated with the statues that are in Congress. Well, listen, those statues, Confederate or not, nasty or not, are part of our history. Good, bad, or indifferent, part of our history. They don't like the fact that DeSantis is moving forward and he's making great strides with the fact that, you know what, it's woke comes here to die. Woke will die in Florida. Woke should die in every city, every state in the United States. There shouldn't be any place for it at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. No, and again, we have allowed this. You guys realize that, right? Your one vote, or you're, you know, going along with your friend who thinks this is all wrong and bad too, it doesn't really count. What really, truly, what really counts is when you actually engage and get involved. Drive some neighbors to vote. Explain to them, not just that their vote counts and they should vote and you don't care what they vote. No, don't say that. Listen, I'm giving you a ride because you can't afford gas to put in your car. I'm giving you a ride to vote because you don't have enough money to pay for your insurance. Who do you think has done that? Now, even if you vote for Biden, I'll still drive you there because I don't play like that. But at least use your God-given ability to think. And understand that the reason gas prices are so high is because of the Democrats. The reason you can't put food on your table properly is because of the Democrats. I should say Democrat policies. I know many Democrats now that just are unhappy about their vote for Biden. I'll put it that way. As well it should be. You should drop to your knees and beg for forgiveness. Not me. Not kiss a black boot. But ask the Almighty to show you what needs to be done. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be stupid. Get informed first, please. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Stay safe.